Hello, Archer. I just heard on your podcast the terrible news about Big Fatty dying, which is really sad. And, all I really rang to say is thank goodness he posted my T-shirt before he cocked it. Bye.
And I got an email from Scotty this afternoon with a picture of him actually wearing Big Fatty's T-shirt. So the T-shirt did get to Scotty safely, and he is now wearing it. So that was a funny message. Thank you, Scotty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hello, Archer.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 295 of the BFO for Monday, the 23rd of March, 2009. Coming up on today's show, y'all, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to talk about today. I am just moving in slow motion today. It's like it's a lethargic cast or something like that. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I am poopy. I mean, not poopy, but just poop deck pappy today. I don't know. But y'all, Friday, we'll just go back and talk about the weekend a little bit. Friday, of course, was the horror event for the weekend. And so, get out to the perfect spot. Excuse me, I'm going to yawn a lot today. I can tell you that right now, because all I want to do is go back to bed. But if I do that, then I won't sleep tonight, and then I'll just be all day Monday. So we went to the Patrick's Pub, and we had the basket raffle, and we had the winner of the big leather contest that Big Fatty directed at the event, along with let's see, how many other people were there? It was him, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We had 7 people from the Myrtle Beach horror group there, it was an okay evening. We didn't make a whole lot of money, but that was okay. But we had the basket raffle, but they were acting out the Rocky Horror picture show or something like that. Is that what it's called? Rocky Horror? I don't know. I thought Rocky Horror had that plant in it that ate people, but evidently not. Rocky Horror? I don't know. Anyway, I think it does. Well, anyway, it was some show where you hand out the little bags of goodies, and you know, you put the newspaper on your head and you throw the rice and all that kind of stuff, and it starts out with the wedding. Are you going to the wedding? And all that kind of stuff. So anyway, y'all, they did the whole fucking movie, and the movie and the sound weren't synced up quite right. But it was okay, because they had the lights down so you could see the movie, but you couldn't see the actors acting it out, and then they brought the lights up a little bit, and then you couldn't see the movie. So, but y'all, it was 2 fucking hours of shit, and Big Fatty was not a very happy camper because of that. But anyway, some of the people from the Myrtle Beach Horror Group, they were, they knew it like the back of their hand, y'all. And Granny did too. I was very impressed that Granny knew the words and the songs and all that kind of stuff to the movie. But y'all, they were funnier watching them on the backside of the bar than it was watching the ones up on the stage. So I think that's all that I had to say about that. Let's see, what else? So anyway, we awarded the big basket and everything, and that was, got home. Y'all, we didn't get to draw for the basket till 1:30 in the morning. Y'all, Big Fatty is usually in a coma by 1:30 in the morning. I will say that I also had a phone call early in the evening. What day was that? Was that Thursday? Maybe it was Thursday evening that Miss West called me, just making sure I was okay. I may have already told you about that. I don't remember. Y'all, I'm old. I just feel old and I'm tired. And, you know, staying out till 1:30 in the morning, just, you know, and y'all, I got home and I was all worked up. And so I didn't really go to sleep till about 3. And was it 3? Yeah, it was probably going on 3 anyway. And I didn't get up till 11 o'clock on Saturday morning. Y'all, it was fabulous. And, piddled around on Saturday, took a nice long nip a nap on Saturday afternoon. And then, Granny and Miss Porter and a couple of the others from the horror group wanted to go to the Outback Steakhouse for the, for supper. So we all met up about 5:30. And had a real nice meal. By the way, if you go to the Outback Steakhouse, they've got the new menu. And I got the roasted, slow roasted beef with the crab stuffed shrimp, I think. Yes, I think that's right. Y'all, the crab stuffed shrimp's not very good, so I wouldn't waste your time on that. But the beef was tender enough to cut with a fork. It was delicious. So I really enjoyed that part of it. And came home and y'all, I did not go out to the Patrick's Pub on Saturday night. I had had my fill on Friday night. And I had had a few beverages on Friday night as well. But Big Fatty was in the bed asleep by 10 o'clock on Saturday night. Y'all, that's not very exciting or anything, but that's okay because so be it. And then Sunday I woke up about 8 o'clock. I guess I was asleep by about 10:30. I guess I woke up about 8:30 or so, and so that was another good night's sleep. And y'all, it got chilly here. In the Charleston over the weekend, it went to like down in the upper 30s on Saturday night, and it felt good under the covers and everything. But alas, there was no snuggle fest or anything. And then Sunday got up and just kind of piddled around, and God, this is as boring as Archer. Took another nap, but I decided I was going to take it early in the day on Sunday so that I would be able to go to sleep Sunday night. And y'all, it is now late Sunday afternoon, and y'all, all I want to do is go to bed. I've already been to the Publix. By the way, I did not buy very much at the Publix today. I only spent $14.87, but I saved $8.81, so I saved almost as much as I spent. The coupon today was for the Publix big roll of the paper towels for a penny. That's not bad. But I bought me some navel oranges. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll eat me a navel orange. And they have the good cran grape juice that I like. 100% juice. 100% juice. No sugar added. And so I got some of that too. But just wasn't in the mood to even buy food. So that tells you something. Big Fatty's just muddling through. So anyway, now I have caught up on, I tell you what, before I talk about this, we need to go down here.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. The Fat K. Oh, Lord. Ruined. Crickets. Gosh. To the Fat K. B.I.G. F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online.
That is correct. Now, y'all, I have caught up on some of the quiz programs that the TiVo failed to record because, you know, you can download some of those on the TV. And, y'all, by the way, I meant to tell you when I was talking about the weather, y'all, spring has sprung here in Charleston, and there is fucking yellow pollen all over everything. And maybe that's why I'm kind of sleepy, that I need some sort of antihistamine to clear the head or something like that. Anyway, but y'all, spring has sprung. Everything is in bloom. So, but y'all, I was catching up on the quiz program, and I watched two episodes of The Big Run. And so I'm caught up, ready for it for Sunday night. And y'all, I have gotten very into The Big Run this time. But The Big Run is one of my favorites. And I really like the deaf boy and his mama. I think that they are my favorite team that is running this time. And anyway, I really like them. And, I mean, you know, it's, I'm sure it's very difficult for them since he can't hear anything. But they have taught the Phil Kogan to do the sign language to let them know what place they came in. But, y'all, they had to run around in the underpants in Russia, in Siberia. And that was interesting. Although most of the ones running in the underpants were the women. Now, I think I'm an episode behind on the Survivors. They wasn't on this past week because of the basketball. And it's going to be on this coming, for those of you that watch the Survivors, it's on this coming Wednesday night. It's a special time, special day. So I'm caught up on that. Y'all, I've also caught up on the Make Me a Supermodel. And I know that's one of those tacky Bravo TV shows, but y'all, I think Make Me a Supermodel is a good one because there's some deliciousness on there. And they've had like 3 episodes, and y'all, they repeat it about 1,000 times a week. So if you've missed it, you know, you can always go back and get them. But y'all, there's some deliciousness. There's deliciousness on this. You ought to go and check that out. And the American Idols, they threw off the hootenanny guy, the country western, the kind of chunky guy. Mr. Vader would probably like him. Speaking of that, Mr. Vader was out at the Patrick's Pub on Friday night because, you know, his friend, we'll call him Larry, enjoys going to the Patrick's Pub when the horror group is there because, you know, I think it's a dirty little secret that he finds some of the horror members to be delicious and wishes that he could be tied down and licked to death by them or something, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, he was out there, and he his friend Larry was all giddy after it was over with. So anyway, let's see, what other thing am I caught up on? I watched the South Park where Mickey Mouse kicked the shit out of the Jonas Brothers, and let's see, seems like there was something else I've gotten caught up on. I have deleted The Life on Mars. I've just decided I'm not interested in that anymore, so blah. But y'all, there's some new show that's getting ready to start. It's some kind of special series
it's going to be, oh, Lord, there's some kind of incoming call. Well, y'all, let's see who this is. Let's see who this is on the incoming call, everyone, since we are doing this. I've turned the speakerphone on now. Hello, caller. Are you there?
It must be International Internet Celebrity Big Fatty.
It is International Internet Celebrity Big Fatty. And who is this?
Oh, this is Tim Cornwall.
Well, y'all, it is the patron saint of the BFO. It is Tim Cornwall. Hi, Tim. How are you?
Hello. Are you recording your show now?
I am recording even as we speak. You're on the show.
Oh, my God. Well, I better hang up and talk to you afterwards then.
Well, why don't you let me call you back in just a few minutes, and I'm getting ready to tell everybody about the new BFO film strip that is getting ready to debut on the BFO.
Yo, don't blame me.
Ah! Okay, I'll call you back in just a couple of minutes.
Okay,
bye. All right, bye. Y'all, that was the patron saint of the BFO. That's Mr. Tim Cornwall. And, y'all, he has assisted Big Fatty in getting the very first Big Fatty film strip prepared. And if you go over to the BFO, you can see that I've alerted you that it's coming, y'all. I've alerted you that it's coming. And, you know, when they talk about be alert, you know, y'all, we need more alerts. So be alert, okay? And so anyway, Tim is probably going to call and tell me how to actually put it up on the on the www, and I don't think that the www is needed. However, I cannot say that with certainty at this time because, you know, it's new to me, y'all. It's new. It's the brand new BFO film strips. So go over there. And the first film strip is going to be Big Fatty on the zip line in the Labadee. And y'all, I'm just going to put a warning out there. It is it's a very violent. Very violent end to it. Julie, I'm not sure that you should watch it because I'm sure it's going to bother you a great deal to see how violent it is. But anyway, the rest of you, you'll probably be glad to see how violent the violence that Big Fatty went through. Y'all, you remember when the last week when the show was called Outside Pecker? Well, y'all, I got this e-letter from Alan. And Alan has sent me a picture of his playlist. And anyway, it showed he has on his iPod thingy, he has some very interesting things on there. He has music of the Great Horned Owl duet. He has the Helping Birds Survive Windows, The Secretive Varied Thrush, and The Drumming with Woodpeckers. And y'all, showing up in amongst all those bird sounds was Big Fatty Online 292 Outside Pecker. So, how about that? Oh, did I see? Y'all, Big Fatty has a new person on the listener map. And I believe that this is Omar's friend up there in the Chicagos that he recently did a car cast with. And I'm waiting for the map to load, but of course, you know, it's never quick to load. Y'all, that is Denny up there in the Chicagos. And y'all, we want to say hi to Denny. And he says, hey, Big Fatty, love the show. Hope I see you in Chicago soon, maybe IML. Well, y'all, Big Fatty will not be at the IML, but Big Fatty has got some upcoming trips to North Kakalaki and to Virginia, where I may be saying...
Hello, Archer.
Maybe not. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.